this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. In today's episode, let's talk about an uncomfortable subject, premature ejaculation or PE. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. PE, premature ejaculation, is a common male sexual dysfunction that is characterized by ejaculation that is consistently occurs sooner than desired, often within about 1 to 3 minutes of penetration, that lead to personal and relationship distress. And I stress that because if it is distressful to you and in your relationship, then it's a problem. If it's not, it may not be a problem. So different society define PE as either 1 minute or 3 minutes. The consensus is probably around 1 minute after penetration. So it doesn't involve foreplay or anything like that. And so PE refers to the inability to delay ejaculation during sexual activity, and it happens in around 1 to 3 minutes after penetration. And it affects up to 30% of men and making it the most common male sexual disorder at this time in younger men. Occasionally, if it happened, it's not a problem, but if it happened consistently, that is distressful over a period of 6 months, then it is a problem. Now, there are two types of PE. Lifelong PE, which presents since the first sexual experience, and acquired PE, which developed over a period of normal sexual function. Now, the causes sometimes are unclear. I stress that, unclear, but several psychological and physical factors may play a role. The psychological causes can be anxiety, depression, early sexual conditioning, stress, relationship problem, or even traumatic sexual experiences. Physical causes such as issues with serotonin level, prostate or thyroid problem, increased penile sensitivity, some medication side effects, or even a genetic predisposition. Now, the key symptoms include persistent inability to delay ejaculation or inability to control ejaculation. And again, I stress with emotional distress, both partners. And usually it's the timing issues at this point. But I want to stress that PE is a treatable condition to a combination of methods. First, behavioral techniques such as like start and stop and squeeze method, which then help retain ejaculatory control. We'll dive into that a little bit later. And another part is medication, such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or topical anesthetic to increase latency time. And then the third is counseling for psychological factors and relationship issues. And the fourth is using thick condom. So let's discuss about the treatment. First is behavioral techniques such as start and stop. What that means is that sexual activity is paused just right before ejaculation until the urge passes, and then you resume again. This retrains the body response to sexual stimulation. What's the squeeze technique? The squeeze technique is when you squeeze the head of your penis or the glands and squeeze for about 10 to 20 seconds before ejaculation, reducing the urge. This can be practiced alone or with a partner and may require several sessions to really get this right. Another tip is masturbation before intercourse. Masturbating a few hours before sexual activity can help delay ejaculation during intercourse. Another tip is a thick condom. Using a thicker condom decreases penile sensation, helping prolong sexual activity. Also, using penis pump before sexual activity will also help prolong your ejaculation as well. Now, partner positioning, having the partner on top, sometimes allow for quick disengagement when the urge arises as well. Now, the one of the main things that is a treatment for PE that's neglected is pelvic floor muscle exercises or Kegel exercises, which help in gaining better control over ejaculation, because these muscles in the pelvic area what controls ejaculation. So oftentimes exercises involving tightening and releasing the pelvic muscles or Kegel should be done multiple times during the day, and it will help with ejaculation control. Now, there are several medication treatments. They're called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, or SSRI. They're antidepressant. They're known as paroxetine, sertraline, citalopram, and they help by increasing ejaculation latency. Now, there is a short-acting SSRI called duloxetine, and it's specifically approved for PE and can be taken as on demand because it has a fast-acting half-life. However, some of the side effects of these medications, headache, nausea, dizziness, sweating, and from my experience, giving it to some of my patients, it hasn't been as helpful as it is touted to be. I often find that a lot of my patients just does stop using it. Now, you can also put topical anesthetic like a lidocaine cream and spray or prilocaine, which numb the head of the penis in reducing sensation and prolonging time before you climax. However, you should wash this off before penetration and sexual activity to avoid transferring it to your partner. Now, taking medications such as Viagra sometimes can help with PE, because Viagra do decrease sensation and it may even help with prolonging erection. Now, combination therapy, such as using medication, such as the SSRI, and then behavioral technique can be combined, such as the start and stop technique and the squeeze technique can help. Now, you can consider sex therapy, psych counseling, and even hypnotherapy. So there are definitely options, and it is treatable. You don't have to live with this, okay? Now, I talked about masturbation before sexual activity can help with prolonging ejaculation and also perhaps even reducing anxiety and even improving outcomes. So just know that there are strategies for PE. I get this question a lot on videos. I wanted to produce a quick video on what it is and some of the things you can do. But just know, sometimes it just occurs and it's unknown and it's not your fault. But at least now you have some strategies and tips that you can try first before taking a medication. I like the aspect of a thicker condom, a squeeze technique, start and stop technique, and also a topical numbing medicine that you can buy actually over the counter, like with topical lidocaine, and then maybe wear a thicker condom. Try that first, and then combining that with start and stop technique and the squeeze technique that you can do pretty quickly. Practice this before you try taking a medication. In my experience, we have not seen the medication being that much helpful compared to behavior and just self-help technique at this point. So I hope you find this useful. Let me know what you think about this episode, because this is such a common problem and it's just a thing that you don't want to talk about, but I want to bring it to the forefront and tell you it is treatable. You don't have to suffer in silence. And so let me know what your thoughts are. It will mean the world to me if you subscribe and get notified and share it with someone you think can benefit from this at this point. And just know to check out our Modern Man Club at noedman.com. It's a safe space where we gather together to work through getting out of ED or even PE to sexual restoration again, because there are alternatives besides medication and surgery at this point. And check out our course too down below. Having said that, Modern Man, know that there are options. You do not have to suffer in silence. And I will see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.